This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I mentioned this in the first service this morning. I'm amazed at people who say, I am a total Republican. I am a total complete Democrat. I am an independent, and I stand firm to what the Republicans, the Democrats, or independents believe. And then they'll turn right around and say, but it really doesn't matter what you believe in terms of spiritual things. Believe whatever you want. Nowhere in the Bible does it say that. Paul said, stand firm, which means hold your ground in terms of what you believe. Don't be movable. Don't give an inch. I grew up in Indiana, and anyone who grew up in Indiana in the era that I grew up in, I don't know if it's true now, in the seventh grade, as a part of Indiana history, you were required to read the book, The Red Badge of Courage by Stephen Crane. It was about the Civil War. It was about a young man from Indiana, and I think that was the connection and why the Indiana Board of Education required that we read The Red Badge of Courage. And in the book, it describes the youth, as he's referred to, a young 17, 18-year-old man, his first experience with battle. And I don't know why that I remember it, but I still remember from seventh grade the description that Stephen Crane gives, how that they're dug in trenches waiting for the Confederates to attack. And he said that the officers who get this, the officers were in their 20s, 20, 21, 22 years of age, were riding up and down the lines or walking up and down the lines, just encouraging the men, don't give up, stand firm, hold your ground. And that was their job. And of course, they became moving targets, and many of those officers were killed or wounded. And I thought about that. I've always thought about that story as a Christian and as a minister. Part of being a minister is to encourage people, stand firm. Stand firm what? In your faith in Jesus Christ, in your hope in Christ. Stand firm in your love. Everything that was talked about in chapter 13, faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is love. Stand firm in the gospel that Jesus died for you. He was buried and he rose again the third day. Whatever you stand firm in life, do you stand firm in your faith? We're under orders from Scripture to stand firm, to hold our ground in the faith. He says, let nothing move you. I found out in the original language it means immovable, to be stationary, get this, like a statue. Now, some of you look at that and say, well, that describes an uncle of mine who's pretty stubborn. Or that describes my husband or my wife, they're pretty stubborn. It's not talking about stubbornness. It's talking about faithfulness. There's a difference. Don't ever confuse stubbornness with faithfulness. A lot of men who say, I'm faithful because I'm stubborn. No, they're just stubborn. Women who brag about they're stubborn and they're faithful, that has nothing to do with it. You're faithful, get this, not to a cause, but to the Christ. And you're faithful to the gospel. And let nothing move you means don't be moved around by every belief system that comes around and say, yeah, you know, I think I like that. I think I'll believe that for a while. We're to stand firm in what we believe and the one we believe in, Jesus Christ. And then he says, always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord. The King James has the phrase, always abounding in the work of the Lord. I found out it means this, to give more than is expected. Somebody asks you to make a dozen cookies for vacation Bible school. You say, I make 3 dozen. You're always abounding. You're giving more to the work of the Lord. Somebody asks you to sit an hour with a sick friend. No, I'll sit 2 or 3 hours. I'm abounding in the work of the Lord. It just means that we do more than is expected. We give above what the reasonable measure is, always giving yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain.
Well, we'll continue this last message from 1 Corinthians tomorrow on Cross Hope. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.